Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 117. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Dwayne.
What's going on? What's going on?
Not much.
It's Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend. We're recording this on Labor Day, and you said you had, you know, a family reunion, so how was that?
Yeah. Oh, that was great. It was great. I actually had two this weekend, one on Saturday and one on Monday. Both sides of my parents' families.
Is any of your cousins?
So, good to see. Yeah, it was all my first cousins.
Are they Star Wars fans? Days.
No. Somehow I'm the only one that came out of the childhood. I mean, we all played with Star Wars. You know, my cousins played with them with me, but somehow I'm the only one that came out of it, you know, with all my toys still and still, you know, fascinated with it and chasing the dream of having a complete collection.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Carl, you
chasing
were
the dream.
You were at
Berlin, Ohio, and Sugar Creek, Ohio. Hit a bunch of antique malls.
Any Star Wars stuff?
Very, very, very little. And mostly what they had was overpriced, unfortunately. I did get some cool monster stuff, which is completely off topic, but I did find some stuff there.
Yeah, you are a monster guy at that as well.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I wish I could just focus more on one thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm selling a bunch of my Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Nintendo 64 games so that I can buy more of the vintage Star Wars stuff that I'm missing. You know, like the Tatooine skiff, Sis and Tig Frum, the carbonite freezing chamber. You know, that's a lot. You know, that's the biggest stuff that I have that I still need.
I forget. Do you have the Ewok battle wagon?
Yes, I have one in the box.
Okay. I guess we're going to talk about that later, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, that's why. That's
just
why
I, big items. You know.
That's why I sold that one to you was because I had one already.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about what we got.
Sure.
I got this 4-pack of Rebel Pilots came in the mail yesterday or day before. I can't remember. I haven't opened them yet. I'll open them later. But
as I was saying before we came on the air, my pre-order on Amazon says shipping in October. So I'm like, crap.
Yeah, and that would have been something that would have been okay to buy at Amazon because you don't care really, you know, because it's not going to really come damaged. It's a box.
Right.
And also, I got a Black Series Plo Koon. I'm still buying them occasionally when I find something that I like Jedi, for instance. I like to get all of those Jedi and original, you know, trilogy figures, you know, some of the ones that they haven't done yet. Because Hammerhead should be coming soon, because they haven't done him yet. I got the Jabba the Hutt playset. I actually got one for Dwayne, too, and it's still in the trunk of my car. Because you haven't ever told me when to bring it over.
Heat damage,
yeah.
To return it.
I got the Droid Factory R6 D23 droid. It was exclusive to D23. He's got one of those wizard hats on.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a emulation of Sorcerer Mickey from Fantasia.
Which they've done a couple of times before, I think, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, they have. I got the Droid Factory R5 ZOMB droid. It's a zombie droid. He's got a little bit of his head. Looks like somebody took a bite out of it. Mm-hmm. And I bought a bunch of those for all the guys in the club in our area. I got the Star Wars Unlimited two-player mat. It's a play mat that has all the different play areas to play the game. So that way you know, a basic, like, this is where this goes type thing, you know. And then I got the Rex droid. It's like a 5 or 6 inch droid that was, I don't know, was it exclusive to D23 also?
I think so.
I can't remember if it really was.
I don't know. It was announced to be released to D23, but I don't know. Since it's readily available at Disney Store.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily call them exclusive, convention exclusive.
So I got one of those, and that's all I got. Yeah, that's way less than I had last month. Carl, what'd you get?
Okay, like you, I got the R6D23, and I don't have him. I don't know where I put him at, or I'd have him for show and tell for our Patreons. But also got the R5 Zombie, which makes me happy. Once again, another cool Halloween droid. And they keep, I think they're doing a lot better job on the Halloween droids than they are the Christmas droids. Not just because I like Halloween more, but I just think they've been cooler the last several years. And I got this. I was talking about antique malls. I thought this was kind of, it has no box. Obviously, it doesn't have the extra head, but for $10, I scored a Tusken Raider Gentle Giant mini bust, which I thought was more than fair for $10.
That's cool.
Sure.
Yeah. And also, I usually don't buy Star Wars kitchen gadgets, but I got an R2-D2 toaster for $6.99, so I couldn't resist. That was at Hobby Lobby. And I got the last one, or I'd have sent a text message to see if anybody else wanted any.
Here's that D23 droid.
Mm. Yep.
Carl, you're always supposed to leave one for fellow collectors.
Leave one what?
Toaster in this instance.
There was only one left.
Well, you never take the last one then.
How much did you say it was?
$6.99.
Wow, that's cheap.
I know. Here on the bottom of the box, it even says full price is $69.99.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, supposed to make lights and sounds and stuff like that.
And that was at Hobby Lobby?
90% yes. off or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there a Hobby Lobby off in Huntington?
Yes, there is. It's over there where Value City used to be.
Oh, okay. I'm going to see if Stephanie will go up there and see if we can find one.
Yeah, it was just like Saturday, so there's a good chance.
I'm surprised you all don't have one already, Brian.
No, we
you
don't
used
have,
to have a regular toaster.
Yeah, we have a toaster oven, so
okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have waffle makers, pancake makers, and all kinds of stuff, but I don't think we have a toaster that I can remember.
Popcorn poppers.
Yeah, we have a popcorn pop. We have a couple of popcorn poppers, actually. Oh, is that all you got?
That was it. My list was short.
All right, Dwayne, what'd you get?
Okay, well, I got Wave 2 of the Epic Heroes line, which only consisted of three figures. They're shipping them in mixed cases with figures from Wave 1. But Wave 2 of the Epic Heroes consisted of Bo-Katan Kryce, a Darth Maul, and then exclusive to the Epic Heroes line at this point, the Moff Gideon in his battle armor, the Mandalorian looking black armor with spikes on the helmet. So got those three single carded basic figures. Then also got Wave 2 of the Epic Heroes deluxe figures, which consisted of another Darth Maul, but this one is sort of like an expanded universe looking Darth Maul. Do you remember way back when we got the training, was it Sith training Darth Maul?
Yeah, like where he's showing.
Is that the one wearing the brown coat or
brown
whatever?
Vest. Yeah.
Yeah, brown vest.
He looks kind of more muscular too. In
yeah,
that one,
yeah.
I think.
This one looks a lot like that. You know, and he comes, of course, deluxe. He's got like what does he have? A spinning lightsaber and something else. Maybe a backpack that fires a rocket or something. I don't know. And then there's also a deluxe rocket-firing Boba Fett Epic Heroes that has like this huge backpack, jetpack with a rocket that fires out of it, and, you know, that you can put on his back. Otherwise, he's just a regular-looking Boba Fett figure.
Wonder how well he stands up with the rocket-firing pack on him.
Probably not. They remind me a lot of those figures we got in the Power of the Force line that had like the big old backpack weapons and stuff. I think there was a Han Solo and a Stormtrooper.
I remember those. Know,
yeah, they were like imaginary, almost like mini rig type contraptions that they came up with them to make them deluxe. So they're kind of doing it again with this Epic Heroes line. And then I got the very first Epic Heroes ship, which was the N1 Starfighter, but it's the Mandalorian version, and it comes with a Mandalorian and Grogu figure packed in. A couple of you guys saw it at the last meeting, that we had. I brought it in for everybody to see. It's not very big, but it's intended to be a toy for kids. And it was only $30, which for a Star Wars ship that'll, you know, fit 3 3/4 inch or 4 inch figures, that's a great price, I think. So even if you don't get it and use the Mandalorian that comes with it, you know, if you have another nicer Mandalorian figure or even, you know, using your imagination, any other Star Wars character could be easily be put in the cockpit of this ship and played with. So, yeah, lots of epic hero stuff. I'm finding all this stuff on Amazon, by the way. You're not going to find this on Big Bad Toy Store or Brian's Toys or...
You can find it in Walmart.
And yeah, it's showing up on shelves sporadically in Walmart, yeah.
They got all the... I think every single one of these you got up here, they have them right now in the Ashland Walmart.
The only one I didn't see today was Boba Fett. I saw them all that he got today. So maybe they've already sold out of Boba.
Yeah, because I was there Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because, like I said, this is something that really does need to be out in the stores for kids to see and to ask for and for parents to buy for them. Basic figures are $10. You know, the deluxe figures are $15. And like I said, the ship was $30 with a figure, or basically two figures packed in, if you count Grogu.
Everybody needs another Grogu. We don't have enough yet.
Yeah. And of course, it's got the little bubble cockpit thing for him to fit in. It's the reason he's packed in with it is because it has the little co-pilot section for him. Okay, so also I got the same two Disney Droid Factory droids you guys mentioned, the R6-D23 and the R5-ZOMB. And also, not in hand yet, but I counted the Vintage Collection Jabba the Hutt playset as something that I got this month. So that was it for me.
All right. Yeah, that's not a bad haul. Yeah.
No, not for... It was a slow month. Last month, I know I went back and looked at our notes from last month, and all of us, you know, pretty much got caught up last month on the Vintage Collection stuff. And now we're looking at... We were talking earlier about September, October ship dates on some stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, later this month, or definitely going into October, and then beyond that, I think most of them are December is the next target dates or date range for stuff to be shipped.
Yeah, somewhere around
for Christmas.
So, meeting news: we have our Ashland area will have our meeting September the 14th, and it's at Flatwoods Public Library from noon to 3. I'll be there for like maybe an hour and a half because Bo's got a soccer game.
The first hour and a half or the second hour and a half?
The first hour and a half.
Okay.
Let's see. When is our, it's the 12th of October, is that right? Yeah.
The Fall Festival.
Is the 12th of October.
Statewide, Kentucky Star Wars Collectors
Club. It'll actually be in Indiana, or just across the river from Louisville.
Yeah.
Where it's been before.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I will not be there. They made the dates. Yeah, I know. They made the dates for it after we already booked a trip to Tennessee. Because Columbus Day weekend. So we usually go to Tennessee that weekend every year.
Remember the old days when we used to have the Fall Festival in September? I kind of wish we'd move it back to there because October is usually busy. Yeah, I mean, September would be a nice permanent fixation. You could pick different weekends in September.
Yeah, I don't know why the people Lexington and Louisville are always wanting to pick October.
We set it up. I know why it was originally started being done in September was because that was back when we were hosting meetings in people's houses each month, and they decided there in Louisville especially that they wanted to have a in-house October meeting and make it Halloween themed every year. So that was a big deal for them. So they said, well, we don't want the Fall Festival and our Halloween meeting in the same month, so let's move it up to September. So it's kind of through the years, it's been October, and then it became September, and now it's back to, like you said, October. But regardless, it's in the fall, and it's a festival. And it's kind of a mixture of everything we do throughout the year, with the exception of the auction portion of it, but we do have some door prizes usually that you can donate, or the money that you put in for the door prizes is actually a donation usually. I think we may have still some Kim Simmons photography prints that we're going to auction or use for either door prizes or what am I trying to think of?
Giveaway
raffle prizes. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, of course, we have usually more than enough good food to eat, or at least food. Some years when we had that fried chicken, it wasn't so great.
Yeah, the Walmart chicken was not very good.
If you get there early enough, you can get a sales table set up. If you bring, don't bring everything you own to sell, because usually there's not enough room to put everything you need to out. But bring you a good portion of stuff if you want to try to sell. We have a swap kind of trace, buy, sell, and trade function to it. And then, like I said, the door prize giveaways and just a good time hanging out with each other.
Yeah, I'll have to have one of you guys grab our stuff that we get.
Oh, yeah, goodie bags, yes.
All right, so now we move on to news. Dwayne, you want to take over the news since you did this time?
Since I kind of looked up the bullet points. Okay, so I missed the podcast where you guys talked about the Acolyte TV series on Disney+. But we learned this month, after this final episode had aired and all the ratings and everything had been evaluated, that they decided not to pursue or not to do a season two or
Thank
second
God.
Season. So therefore, essentially, it's canceled. Acolyte. It's left with a lot of unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
There were good things about it and bad things about it. Unfortunately, it just didn't catch on with the viewership, I guess. So...
Yeah. Honestly, if they did a second season, I don't think I would have watched it.
Yeah.
That's how bad I disliked it.
I would
it.
Have, because I wanted to see how they did Darth Plagueis in this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was kind of the big final episode teaser that they left hanging, was, Darth Plagueis sort of in the shadowy backgrounds, and was still uncertain, what the future holds for the twin sisters and the what did we decide, the Acolyte was the guy in the mask, that's who
no the Acolyte is Osha.
You think so?
Yeah, because Khmer is actually the apprentice of Darth Plagueis, so then the Acolyte, which is not an apprentice, would be Osha, just a dark side or wannabe dark side person or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I hadn't thought about the apprentice, designation, with him being that second tier. I knew he was the second tier person. The
what still gets me is the fact that timeline just for me doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
100 years before the Phantom Menace and Darth Plagueis is alive, he shouldn't even be. He should have been, if anything, a baby.
Right.
So I don't get it. Even Tenebris wouldn't even have been. That old, which was Darth Plagueis's master.
Yeah, they were definitely stretched some believability with some of the stuff that we were already familiar with.
Plus, I know there's people out there probably going, well, none of that's, canon anymore. I'm like, it's still. The Plagueis book should have been canon because, it came out, 3 or 4 months before they decided to do that.
Right. So I don't know. They'll possibly continue that storyline in novels or comic books, but we're not going to see any kind of filmed follow-ups.
Maybe we get a movie later.
All of those actors and characters are out of work, I guess you could say. Which they killed off most of the cool-looking characters anyway. With the
I was going to say most of them didn't survive anyway.
Jedi and the, yeah.
Most of them was bad acting anyway. I don't know.
Spoiler alert out there, by the way, in case you haven't already watched it. But
I don't know if it was bad writing or bad acting, but I just didn't like the characters.
Probably a little of both.
Okay. So a little bit on the maybe what you consider good news Star Wars front is Star Wars Outlaws, the long-awaited video game release, is now available. I guess you can go it to the official Ubisoft store online. It was released on August 30th, which was just a couple of days ago. And it's available for PC, PS, PlayStation 5, and Xbox. It's the first ever open world Star Wars game. Don't ask me what that means, because I'm not a video gamer at all.
What that means is there's no like set structure of just going for a straight path. You can go, you know, to the left or to the right, and your path takes a different way, you know, depending on what you choose, that kind of thing. Or, you know, or you can just walk around. I mean, you know, there's nothing to say you have to go this way. You know, you can just wander around aimlessly if you want.
Okay. I do that anyway anytime I get in. I tried to play Star Wars Lego when it first came out with my son, and all I did was bang my head up against a wall. Didn't know where to go or how to do it or anything. So this might be the perfect game for me, just wander aimlessly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other big, if you haven't already heard, the big news item for this past few weeks, past month, was we don't know what to call it, whether it was a pre-production figure or it wasn't really a prototype figure, test sample, I think might accurately describe it. Anyway, 1979 Kenner Star Wars rocket firing Boba Fett, the actual J slot, which was the version 2, a revised version of the rocket firing Boba Fett, came with a mailer box. It had at one point been placed in a baggie and then also placed in a mailer box, ready to be basically distributed from what the information that we gathered. Yep. And then at the last minute pulled back. So sorry with dogs barking. So this went up for auction. It's one of from what we understand, three samples that are out there. And it had been graded and authenticated, and it went up for auction through Golden Auctions, GOLDIN, and it sold for $1,342,000.
Is that with the buyer's premium?
That's with the buyer's premium. It was like 1.1 million was the final bid, I think. We were watching it that night when it closed, wasn't it?
Yep.
So then another $242,000 buyer's premium, you know, tacked onto that.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why I like getting onto that chat that's going on every Saturday evening, is because you learn stuff from these other guys that are there, because they were talking about it and telling us that, you know, the whole history of how these things came about. They had a pallet of about, what'd they say, 100 or 300? I don't know how many it was. And they wanted them all destroyed. Well, one of the guys from Kenner goes down there, plucks three of them off the pallet before they can destroy them, and puts them away. And then, you know, he sells one of them to one guy, which that's what this one was, that then he sold it to somebody else. Then that guy just sold it for $1.1 million. I mean, and it kept getting higher and higher every time it got sold. So it was really crazy how much this went for. And the other two, doesn't that guy, the original guy, still have the other two, or did somebody else buy them? I can't remember. I think he said somebody else bought them.
I think the original Kenner employee doesn't have any of them anymore.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't have any more.
But he got, like the first one he sold for maybe, what, $10,000? And then they
something
said they
like
thought
that, or
maybe
20,
the next the next two, he got like $30,000 each out of them or something, which still, you know, for what they're actually selling for now in the, you
but
know.
But then that guy, the one first guy that bought one, he sold it for, what, $100,000? Is that what it was?
Something like that.
And then, of course, then the guy that just sold it this time, so made $1 million profit off of it.
Right. And it supposedly is not even the nicest of the three samples, because the other two samples are still in the baggie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one had been taken out. Yeah, and they come with two missiles, two of those red missiles, which was the original intention, you know, of Kenner. So that's an interesting new bit of information that I think we previously had not been aware of.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, this sucker, and you can find pictures, look up pictures of it and everything on, you know, just search Boba Fett, you know, I don't know, prototype or whatever, Boba Fett auction record. It's the highest sales price for any toy or non-prop or whatever Star Wars item, any toy ever, and then any non-prop Star Wars item ever.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, and if you're interested in getting on this chat, it's open to anybody. You know, you can get on there and talk with other Star Wars collectors about, you know, stuff you've gotten. Heck, we talk about all kinds of stuff on there. We talk about sports and everything else. But just look up, like, Collectible Alliance or Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club. I'll post it on there. And Ohio does the same thing. And I think Georgia does the same thing. So it's out there for you to find if you really want to find the link. It's a Zoom chat. And they do it every Saturday starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. Because Dwayne was on there a couple weeks ago whenever they were talking about this, when this was going on. How long did you stay on after I got off?
Maybe another half an hour, 45 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, it was getting late for me, too.
Yeah, I usually get off there around 11.
I need to try to make one of those. I keep saying that, but I haven't yet.
Heck, they go on till all hours of the night because there's people from Hawaii that get on this chat.
Okay, so finishing up the news, as always, we're going to tell you about some new figure releases that were announced over the last month, starting out with Hasbro. Very slim, you know, pickings, I guess you could say. Hasbro announced, and they're now available for pre-order already, two different versions of K2SO. Both of these are being branded as Andor versions from the Andor television series, which he didn't appear in season one, if I'm not mistaken, did he?
Nope.
So this is anticipation of him appearing in season two. But K2SO in both the Vintage Collection carded and the Black Series boxed. Both of them just kind of reworks of the earlier versions that we have. And then also in the Black Series, a reworked version of Darth Maul from the Duel of the Fates, you know, scene in Episode 1. Also, just in the last day or so, they... I'm going to be like this big Epic Heroes nerd in the group, I guess.
You're the only
they
one.
They announced their first three-pack of figures. This will be boxed. It's not got a blister on it or anything. But it's the Mandalorian, quote, Unite the Clans, and it's got three different Mandalorian deco figures, you know, from the season three of The Mandalorian where we finally get to see them out training and all of that. So they didn't give specific character names, but it's just three kind of generic Mandalorians in three packs, or like they're doing with the Army Builder four packs in the Vintage Collection line. So that was it for Hasbro. Other than Hasbro, I didn't find anything for Hot Toys or General Giant. I think they pretty much, all of their announcements came, you know, at San Diego Comic-Con and, you know. So that was, we covered all that last month. But Sideshow had revealed that they have a Cantina collection of 1/6 scale figures, you know, dolls. Oops. Basically 12-inch, 1/6 scale is 12-inch figures. And it's going to be the Cantina collection. And the first two that are going to be available are going to be Greedo and Ponda Baba. And then... they also revealed an image of Grindian. I don't know how you. I've never had really
Grindin.
The long snout guy that you know is like the
Imperial
spy.
The,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Evazan, which to go with Ponda Baba, obviously, and then the I don't remember what his name. Well, I know he's got a name, but the Deveronian character from the Cantina.
I don't
looks
know.
Like the looks like the a devil.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
You know, we've got a 3 3/4-inch figure of him from way back, I'm pretty sure, and they gave him a name, but I don't remember what that name was, and it didn't specify on the announcement. online that I found. So anyway, five figures coming to you from Sideshow for your 12-inch Cantina display. And then they also announced a version of Chewbacca coming with a disassembled C-3PO on his back from Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
When they were on Cloud City. There's that dog again. So that's pretty much it for news and announcements and new products coming down the pipe. So let's get into general discussion. So Brian, why don't you kick us off with that?
All right. So first off, we're going to be talking about the rest of the vehicles that are out there for the Power of the Force, or Return of the Jedi and Power of the Force, droids, Ewoks, you know, that kind of stuff. So we've got the first one here is the TIE Interceptor, and it's from Return of the Jedi. Came out in 1984 and was originally priced at $19.99. Kind of looks like a regular TIE fighter, but it has like spikes. Looks like, you know, the wings are kind of spiked a little bit, and they have openings to where now you can look left and right and actually see something. Whereas in a regular TIE fighter, all you saw was your wings. I always thought that was stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume neither one of you had this as a kid.
You're assuming correctly with me.
Right, yeah.
Do you have one now?
I do have one with some pretty damaged stickers, but I do have it at least.
Okay. Dwayne, do you have one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got one of these.
I got one. I got mine, I don't know how long ago it was. It wasn't real long ago. Maybe 10 years ago. You can see it right here over my left shoulder right there. It's sticking straight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I got it, is either at a flea market or something for like 10 bucks. Because I took it to one of the meetings and Mark was like super jealous. Because I got it for 10 bucks.
I remember that, yes.
Because he was like, I can't believe you got that. Because I'm pretty sure I got it at the flea market.
Yeah.
Now this one, do they have electronics, the TIE Interceptors? I don't think they do.
I don't.
Even though the cockpit is similar or almost exactly the same mold as the original TIE fighters.
I was thinking it had a laser sound.
It's
or
got
something.
Sound.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I
battle sound and flashing laser light.
Okay.
And the wings pop off.
Doesn't say that.
To simulate battle like the rest of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually one of my more favorite vehicles. I've always liked the design of it and how it looks. I even have the Lego version of this.
And I've heard if you store them sitting down, facing forward or whatever, like they would look if they were in flight, that those top wing tips start to sag and become misformed.
Well, not only that, but the thing starts bowing out like this. Mm-hmm. That's why mine is sitting straight up and down, you know, like it's flying up instead of sideways.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not a hard vehicle to find, really?
No.
If you're interested in picking one up.
I bet you could get one for 50, 60 bucks, probably.
Yeah.
Not 10 bucks.
No.
Okay, next on our list is the Ewok Battle Wagon. It first appeared in 1985. It is Power of the Force, so it's part of the Power of the Force line. It was originally $22.99, and it does not have electronics. It has a big, battle, like battering ram.
Battering ram. Yeah.
So, and then you can also take the sides and stuff off and put them together as like a little fenced in area. At least that's what they've got on this thing here. And then use the cage, to like cage somebody. You know, their dinner is going to be in that cage. So
it's got a huge
skull.
Elephant skull. Some sort of creature that looks like an elephant with elephant tusks.
Like a woolly mammoth or something.
Yeah, woolly mammoth. I guess that's on there for protection while they're rolling it towards whatever they're going to use the battering ram on. It's got, what, the little rope and wheel or reel to wind the rope up with.
It's got a ladder.
Yeah, a ladder. So this one, if you're interested in picking it up, and I've got one, and Brian, you mentioned earlier that you've got one in the box complete. But yeah, to get it complete, you're looking at several $100s.
I mean, just loose complete.
I haven't looked lately, but I, $600-700 Yeah, the last time I actually looked before I got mine was around $350 to $400, and prices have gone up even more since then. Especially to get that skull with the two tusks, because those were apparently.
How did you get yours?
Got it from the.
Was it Michael ICC. Havens?
It was Michael Havens, okay. Directly from the man himself.
Okay, you got that and the drum. Is that right?
Yeah, got a drum, which wasn't too bad. I want to say it was only $30 or something like that.
The skull, not $30.
Oh no!
Yeah,
you're not gonna say
that's
how
hard
much
to
you
find
paid for the skull.
But this was one of those that was like it was a made-up vehicle. It never was anything we ever saw on screen.
I think it was in the cartoon, though.
It may have been, but since it's Power of the Force. My thinking is, hey, we're releasing a bunch of Ewok figures for Power of the Force, you know, subline. So let's release another Ewok, you know, vehicle, Ewok-themed vehicle for so that kids will, or parents will buy this Ewok battle wagon and buy a bunch of these Ewok figures to go with it, which makes sense.
All right, so, you know, you have one. I have one in the box. Carl, do you have one?
I don't have one, but I have an interesting story, and I kind of wish I'd have pulled out the item now for the video, but I didn't. But anyway, I don't have one, but about 20 years ago, I bought a Robin Hood Prince of Thieves battle wagon, which is basically their repurposed thing for this. So I have a battle wagon, but not a Star Wars one.
It's basically the same, but has different colored plastic on like the wheels and...
And it doesn't have that skull thing that Dwayne was talking
about. Oh, it doesn't have the skull on top?
No, it doesn't have that, no. But it's just kind of a, I saw it, I don't know, and it wasn't very much. I don't remember what I paid for it, and I thought, I'm going to grab this because it was still sealed in the box. I've never taken it out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice. Those are going way up in price because people are buying those instead of buying the other one because they're way cheaper. But because of that, they're starting to go up in price.
It was just a unique find, so I just had to share. I wish I'd have pulled it out now. Oh, well.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that at the time when you picked it up, actually.
Oh, cool.
That you were like, and I, at that point, I really wasn't even aware of or familiar with the Ewok battle wagon.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'd even had looked into buying the Ewoks and droids related, which, like Brian said, this kind of is more... You would think it's more related to the cartoon series, the animated series of Ewoks, and it may have even appeared in that series, but I don't know.
Always found
it's
kind of
one of those odd things.
All right. I was just going to say, I always found it unique how they reused some of the stuff, like the Ewok village as well for the Robin Hood movie. I'd kind of like to have that one of these days, since I have the Star Wars Ewok village.
Yeah, some of this stuff... I didn't know about it either until I bought a person's collection. My goodness, 20 years ago maybe is how long I've had it. I bought a collection that had that and a bunch of figures, and that may have been the one that I got the shuttle in as well. But I didn't pay much for it. It was like $75 total or something from what I can remember. And it came with like three EV-99s, a Han in Carbonite, the Luke Stormtrooper. I got all of that stuff super cheap. It may have even been 25 years ago or more. It's been a while. So I just got lucky. I mean, really. You know, there's a lady that I've been going to, you know, I've been going to yard sales quite a bit. And there's a lady that says, you know, that she has a bunch of her son's Star Wars stuff and also video game stuff as well. But she just can't bring herself to sell it yet. So she has my number. So if she ever decides to, you know, because I see her. She has yard sales every year, sometimes more than once. And, you know, I'll go to them and I won't really say anything, but she'll be like, I still have your number. If I ever decide to sell it, I'll call you. So hopefully, you know, at some point she'll decide to sell it, because her son passed away. Not sure how long ago, but he's my age. He's 50. He was 50, or would have been 50. I mean, this year, he was born the same year as me, but I don't know how long ago he passed away, but she has all his stuff. Evidently he never got married, you know, or had any kids or anything like that. Cause she has it. You know, that would be nice to get some of that stuff and hopefully get some stuff that I don't have. The next one is the Imperial Sniper body rig, you know, in quotation or, you know, parentheses. I'm not sure what
mini
that means.
Mini rig, body rig, yeah.
It's an Imperial Sniper. 1985 was its release, and it was $5, $4.99. It's just this thing where they kind of sit in it. It's a little hard to describe, so I'll show you the picture to our Patreon members. Otherwise, you can Google it and see the picture. It's got wings at the top, and they sit on it. I don't have one and never had one. Any of you guys even have one now?
I don't.
No.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen one.
I haven't either, and they're like about a $400 item, I think, now.
Really?
So right. Not cheap, well, yes.
Yeah, they can be up there as far as price. They came on a card back, a blistered card back, and I see them still on the card at the toy shows that we go to. And like Carl was saying, these guys that still have them on the card want several hundred dollars for them. Unfortunately, I've never found one loose, and you know, I collect loose stuff. So
The last loose one sold for $325 on eBay. Jeez. Looking at completed auctions right now.
Right,
that's expensive.
Yes.
Okay. Since none of us really know much about that, we'll just move on. The next one is the One Man Sand Skimmer. Mm-hmm. Another Power of the Force one. It's basically this just like flat thing with a sail on it, and then this thing that the character holds on to, and that's basically it. Yep. I guess it's kind of meant for Tatooine.
Yeah,
right. To play like you're, you know, one of Jabba's goons.
Mm-hmm.
Out on the above the Sarlacc pit, flying around, watching the prisoners be.
I don't think I have this one.
Now, again, it's one that's very rarely see them loose.
It's on the card too, isn't it?
Yeah, it was on the card back.
Last loose one went for $260. It says here on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't have that one either, of course. Nope. I was never a fan of the mini rigs, so I never went out of my way to even try to get any later on, really.
I've never went out of my way, but they just kind of fell in my lap a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because, like, up until now, these are the ones that I don't have. Other than that, I had all the ones before.
See how the sand skipper or sand skimmer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one, what we were calling
one,
it?
One man. It's one dash man sand skimmer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third mini rig of this in this assortment is the Imperial Sniper, which again is just a sort of a exoskeleton looking mini rig that you would put a single figure down inside of, and it
we just talked about
looks
that
like
one.
I thought we talked about the other one.
I said the Imperial Sniper, the body rig,
Security Scout. Okay,
the next one is the Security Scout.
Security Scout. Which is, again, it's the Rebel version of the Imperial Sniper rig, basically. One person's kind of got like a sail fin on the back of it to, you know, that moves back and forth. Like if you're flying through the air, I guess that's how you control which direction you're going. And it's got a couple of blaster cannons out on the side of it and handlebar to hold on to for the figure, you know, to look like he's actually steering it.
I do not have this one.
I don't either. The going price on eBay is around $150, so it's a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You have this one, Dwayne?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Nope. We're getting into the area of items that, like Carl's saying, you know, even if I find them loose, the people that are selling them know what they're worth and are trying to get big bucks out of them.
Yep. Then the next one here is the the granddaddy of them all as far as expense. The Tatooine skiff. That one, 1985, and retailed for
$15.99.
Wow. It's that little skiff thing that flies out of, you know, around Jabba's sail barge. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of them, and that's where Luke jumps off of the thing and springs up and starts killing people.
Trying to make him walk the plank.
Yep.
Into the Sarlacc pit.
And you don't have this one either, do you?
No. Okay. No, this is on the list. It, you know, it'd probably be between it and the Sandcrawler, depending on which one I kind of find first for a decent price. And for about a decent price, we're still talking hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, because this one,
I will,
in really good condition, will probably cost you $1,000.
Yeah.
And just in the box, like a couple of thousand.
Yeah, yeah, finding it complete is the trick on this one.
Yeah, those fins are really hard to find, or rudders, or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And the railing, a lot of times it'll be broke.
Landing gear,
yeah.
Yeah, it's got several pieces and parts that got lost or broken off.
Those levers. On those levers up there, you know, those things break off sometimes too. I mean, this is probably like my next big purchase whenever I, you know, finalize the sale on my video game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be looking for one of these.
And again, these things are rare, mm-hmm. simply because they were released at the end of the line. The Power of the Force logo, you know, branded stuff, just like the you know, action figures.
Yeah, and you could get
the
these things.
The last 17, as they call them, the last 17 action figures.
You could get these things on clearance for like $10 or less.
Sure.
Whenever they were selling them.
Yeah, there's one on eBay I pulled up that was in box, and you can see the sticker is marked $6.99 marked down.
Oh, my.
It's still on the front of the box.
That's like almost $10 off.
Yeah, and the auction sold for $1,200.
In the box. That's not too bad from what I've seen in the past. I know I got a buddy that has one. I don't remember if his is in the box or not, but I do know he has a skiff.
Yeah.
He's had his for quite a long time, so he probably didn't pay much for it. Okay, so next on the list, we're going to droids now, and we've got the droids A-Wing. It was released in 1985 and was $9.99.
And I'll never understand why they didn't release the ship earlier in all of the prime of the Star Wars, you know, what would you call it?
It didn't come out until Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, the ship itself wasn't. Yeah. I thought there was some in the actual A New Hope.
No.
That we saw some.
Only ships in A New Hope were X-Wings and Y-Wings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, just off screen, there were some A-Wings.
Yeah, I do have this one. Let's see if I can show it off. You can see it over there. It is in the box, complete.
Nice.
I got that.
He thinks it's still in the box, doesn't he, Carl?
Yeah. Unless somebody has taken it out of there and I didn't know about it, yeah. But
because
it's not sealed.
Live.
But yeah, I got it pretty cheap. I mean, it was in a collection, and I got a bunch of carded figures with it as well, pretty cheap. So I ended up trading some of the carded figures to my buddy who has the skiff for a ton of loose figures that I didn't have, because I was missing, you know, a few Empire Strikes Back ones here and there whenever I started getting back into it back in 95, roughly. And he got me a bunch of those and then also a ton of Return of the Jedi figures. So I pretty much, you know, completed a lot of that before having to work on the Power of the Force figures. But, I got that in a collection for, you know, pretty cheap, you know, relatively speaking.
So anyway, back to the A-Wing. It was a small ship, small A-shaped ship. That's why it's called the A-Wing. It was only released in the Droids packaging, the animated Droids line of packaging, because it was, I guess, heavily featured in those cartoons. And not only did they release the ship, they released the A-Wing fighter pilot on the droids card back. It had been previously released in the Return of the Jedi line, but we never...
The ship?
No, the A-Wing pilot.
Oh, no, it was Power of the Force.
It was the Power of the Force.
Yeah.
So we had already got it. It's that action figure is based off of a real-life human character. So even though it was included in this animated series line, it was not an animated character in as far as the action figure is concerned. I mean, they had animated A-Wing pilots in the cartoon, but...
Okay, so anyway, if they named the A-Wing because it looks like an A, then why is the B-Wing called a B-Wing?
Because it looks like a lowercase b. I don't know.
Because it has two wings. By wing. Yeah, you know, B-Wing. By wing. That's
because TIE Fighter was already taken.
That's the only thing that I could find. Yeah, TIE Fighter. Yeah, because it's a T. It looks like a T. Yeah. But yeah, that's the only thing that I could find for the reasoning behind it being called a B-Wing was because it had two wings. Two small wings that flip out, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So this sucker also will set you back several hundred dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I've been searching for one and almost pulled the trigger on one probably 6 or 7 years ago now at a toy show. And the only thing wrong with it was it had a cockpit cover that was not original. It was an actual, they've remade this B-Wing ship or A-Wing ship from the original mold, I think.
Way back in
the Power of the Force 2 line. So the cockpits from those newer ships will fit on the old ships. The only difference is the new cockpits are not painted, and the original ones have like a teal colored painting on the edges or across the top of the canopy and on the back of the canopy.
I don't know if you can see the color, but.
And if you think you've seen one in a store and it's just loose in a case, look closely because everything on the vintage A-Wing is painted on, and the modern A-Wings all have stickers. And that's a giveaway also.
Oh, so it didn't have stickers, it was painted on?
Right.
Okay. I did not look at that close enough on mine. I bet I've only had mine out of the box once.
Yeah. But not a lot of actual parts that, I mean, you could, it's got two guns on, you know, one on each side that could be broken off and lost in the cockpit. That was about it. It wasn't much to it. It was a fairly simple toy.
I think the little engine pieces on the back can come off, but it's not like easy. You'd have to really pull it off to get it off.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, get yours out and pull on them, see how hard they are to come off. So I don't have one. Brian's got one. Carl, I'm guessing you don't have one.
No, I don't have one either now.
Yeah. Maybe we could go together and buy one and do a timeshare on it.
Yeah, start doing timeshares. I'll do timeshares on mine. You guys can pay me and I'll just keep it over here.
Like the Big Bang Theory when they had the time machine. They just kept it in Sheldon's apartment and each one of them paid for a third of it or whatever and got to use it one or two nights a week or something like that, or claimed that it was theirs. Bring girls over. Yeah, baby, this is my time machine. Okay, so winding down here, we have two more. Sorry, I wasn't looking directly at the list, but two more mini rigs that are, again, very pricey and very hard to come by. One of them is the ATL Interceptor, and
the ATL stands for air to land,
right? And these were along with the A-Wing, these were two mini rigs that were introduced in the droids packaging in the droids line. And the ATL really, to me, just looks kind of like the cockpit off of another ship. It just looks like a cockpit. So not much to it. But if you find it, it's gonna cost you.
What's it go for normally?
It looks like around $300 on eBay.
Yeah. It's getting up there.
The box or loose?
That was a loose one too.
Yeah. It's got sticker, you know, issues that where they peel off or are missing or whatever. So it's kind of hard to find in good condition.
Yeah, it came
out.
Here's
one that went for $169, but I can't tell if it was missing anything or not. But
yeah, it came. So it was 1985, and it was $8.99. So a little bit bigger than a mini rig, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not considered an actual mini rig.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of going as mini rigs were vehicle concept vehicles that were never actually seen.
Oh, okay.
This may have, again, this is in the cartoon. I'm not a expert on these cartoons, but this may have been one that was from the cartoon.
It is. I saw it in the cartoon.
Okay. So, yeah, that's not the Atlanta Interceptor. It's just the ATL. And then the last one on the list here of...
None of us have one, right?
And ships. No, I don't have one.
No.
But the last one is the Side Gunner. And
I've had opportunities in the past to buy this one for around 100. I probably should have, but at the time thought it was too expensive.
This one's a pretty neat looking vehicle, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, I have one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you end up getting one?
That I have. I got one at the Columbus Toy Show. I came across it. The guy was selling it. I want to say $40 or $60, maybe, complete, loose. And so I grabbed it, not even realizing that it was kind of one of the scarce ones, more scarce. And I wish I'd looked closer and noticed whether it had an ATL interceptor, too. Now, once I got it home and realized, whoa, this is the Side Gunner.
It looks like it's going between $200 and $250 on eBay for complete.
I should have bought one.
See how these little obscure, you know, much smaller, much less intricate vehicles from the end of the line are, you know, valued double or triple of what, you know, the core vehicles like X-Wings and TIE-Wings are valued now. But that's because they released those vehicles, you know, for all three movies in different iterations.
Yeah, this one... So
there's a lot of them out there.
This one was $10.99, so it was a dollar more than some of the others.
Did you say the skiff earlier was like $9.99?
No, it was $15.99. Yeah, $15.99.
Okay.
Now they're going for like 100 times, you know.
Yeah,
this one has guns and what else? It has a wing, a small wing too on the one side that flips down.
Yeah. Almost looks like a B-wing wing.
Yeah, that's about like that small compared to the whole ship. Yeah, so that completes the vehicles from the vintage toys. So we still have playsets to talk about, creatures.
Beasts, creatures. Yeah.
Which I'm sure creatures will be just all one episode, so because there's not that many. What is there, 8, 10 at most?
And have we covered the actual droids and Ewoks action figure?
Yeah.
Lines yet? Have we?
Yeah, we did those.
Okay.
Probably like a year ago or more.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I'm looking at the names and images again, I remember talking about them. You are correct, sir.
Any
final
thoughts on the vehicles? You talked about trying to get some of them. Are you planning on getting all of them at some point?
I wouldn't say all, but there may be a couple. I'm not, like I've always said, I'm not a mini rig fan, and I never had any as a child, so they don't have any really super appeal to me. So,
yeah.
That would be...
I know some people, I mean, some big collectors who won't buy stuff that they didn't have as a kid for some reason, because they're just like, well, it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Well, I kind of agree with that somewhat. If it doesn't mean anything to me, I don't feel...
Yeah, but from whenever I was a kid... You know, I wanted everything, so and I didn't get it, so now that I can get it, I want to get it.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah. Early on, my goal was just to get one of each figure.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the, you know, original movie figures.
Yeah.
And then once I got all of them, I thought, well, I might as well get the droids and Ewok animated figures.
And you did that at the perfect time, because...
Yeah.
You know, since they've skyrocketed.
Yeah, got lucky on those. But I didn't have any of the original ships. I had them as kids, you know, as a kid. But those all went in yard sales, or one of my younger cousins ended up with some of them. So I wasn't really planning on, due to space and whatnot, to pick up and go back and pick up all the ships. But then I bought a collection from a cousin of mine, and it had a good portion of the, you know, original ships, the Falcon and the TIE fighters and the X-Wings and
heck, it may have been some of your stuff when you were a kid.
No, he bought it from, or got it from a friend of mine, or a friend of his that was getting rid of it. So,
oh, okay.
So I bought that whole collection, and that kind of sent me spiraling down that rabbit hole of, oh, well, now I'm going to go back and buy all of the vintage ships. And then I got, oh, well, now I need all the vintage playsets. And then I was decided, well, you know, the creatures are actually figures too. So Jabba the Hutt's a figure, and a Wampa's a figure, and, you know.
Do you have all the playsets? Tauntaun's
a figure. I do not. One of the difficult ones in that line, and we'll talk about it when we get to it, is the Bespin, the cardboard Bespin
yep.
playset.
I know where one's at for sale. Down there at Inner Geek.
And again, I don't need it in the box.
Theirs is loose.
To find them loose with in good condition and nearly complete is still getting up there in price.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd rather get some of those missing ships first before I start trying to pick up, you know, just cardboard playsets.
Yeah.
But if I find a playset for a good deal, I'll go ahead and pick it up. I have, you know, bought the Land of the Jawas playset, which is mostly cardboard. And
you bought the Imperial Attack Base like three times or something.
Three times, yeah. Darth Vader Star Destroyer twice.
Oh, man. Do you still have two of them?
No.
Okay.
Because
mine's missing a ton of pieces.
Trying to sell and get rid of was in that storage building that got stolen.
Oh, that stinks. All right, Carl, you want to read us out?
First, we want to mention our Patreon, and we want to thank our Patreon members that's supporting us, and you get to see this video here that we're shooting along with this podcast if you're a Patreon member. And you can support us for as little as $1 a month, and that is at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. That's also linked on our Facebook pages. And you can find us on facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. You can still leave us an iTunes review and other places that you may listen that have review options. We have a Discord. And is that still dead, by the way, our Discord?
Still dead.
Okay.
I even posted in there and got no response.
We have an email address, which is tswcpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email us and send us some Ask Bo questions. Have we got any Ask Bo questions lately?
No.
I was figuring that was going to be it. But yeah, send Bo some questions. I think he likes being on the podcast. So if you send him some questions,
yep.
Brian can
He's been
have
waiting.
Him on here. Yeah, don't make the kid wait any longer. we're not really on X, even though we still have an X thing is at TSWC podcast. And we don't have any Facebook shout out listed this month. So we'll just thank you all for listening to us ramble about stuff we love.
Facebook keeps making it harder and harder to find the list of people who have friended the podcast so that I can look it up. Well, that's it for this month. Patreon members, I'm sure we'll try to get another podcast here soon after the last one we did on season two of The Mandalorian. We'll probably be doing season three on figures we'd like to see made. And we'll talk to you next month.
Bye, everybody.
Yep. Signing off.